Hi, I'm Emily Duncan Wilson, and I'm one of the producers of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks!
I don't know about you, Sprouts, but when I wake up in the morning, all I hear is birds. They start singing at the crack of dawn as soon as the sun comes up. I'm not sure what all they're saying. But they're saying something. Maybe that we should do a whole episode on birds. Specifically, the Orchestral Suite by Ottorino Respighi? Oh, maybe not, but that's what we're going to listen to today on...
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts, the awesome classical music podcast for kids. I'm Kate Botello. Howdy! Today, we're going to talk about Ottorino Respighi's Suite for Small Orchestra, Gli Uccelli, or The Birds. But first, let's start with a Quizlet question. Speaking of birds, their calls, and of course, since it's Classical Sprouts, classical music, we've got a Quizlet for you that brings together all of those things. What piece of classical music does it sound like this bird might be trying to sing? Those famous first four notes may not have been inspired by this bird, but it seems like this bird was inspired by the music. Here it is again. We'll give you hints along the way, so stick around for the end of the show. We will tell you the answer. Birds, or Gli Uccelli in Italian, is a suite for small orchestra by the Italian composer Ottorino Respighi from the year 1928. The piece is based on both earlier pieces of music from the 16 and 1700s, but also it represents what birdsong might sound like as music played by instruments. And it's not just their bird calls, but also some of their actions, like fluttering wings, scratching feet, or even pecking. Respighi used the melodies of really old lute, harpsichord, and recorder pieces by composers such as Bernardo Pasquini, Jacques Gayot, Jean-Philippe Rameau, and even some anonymous folk music. And he took these melodies and he arranged them for orchestra and made them into a suite almost three centuries after they were first written. There are five movements, including a prelude, so let's get into it. The prelude is based on an unnamed harpsichord piece by Bernardo Pasquini, an Italian composer from the 1600s, as well as functioning sort of like the overture for the rest of the piece, hinting at musical themes and melodies that we'll hear in later movements. And just like an overture, it sets the tone for the work as charming and playful and bird-like. But it's also quite formal and stately, like the birds are making an important entrance to a party. Now, what birds do you think might be at this party based on this music? Now, Sprouts, we're going to take a short break before we meet our bird guests to this musical party so you can get ready to meet them. But in the meantime, make sure to follow us and rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you always know when a new episode is available and so more Sprouts like you can find out about us. Stick around, Sprouts. We'll see you after the break.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
At the beginning of this episode, Sprouts, I asked you which famous piece of classical music sounds like this bird call. Now, here's your hint. Our composer is from Germany, and it is the fifth one of a kind of music that he wrote. Any guesses? Stick around for the end of the show. We will tell you the answer. All righty, Sprouts, before the break, we learned a bit about Ottorino Respighi's inspiration for his suite called The Birds. We listened to the prelude, but now it's time to dive, soar, fly? Sure, fly. Fly into the rest of these movements, all based on birds and music from a way long time ago. You ready? Here we go. All right, so we're at this party, right? Now, who is the first bird to arrive? The dove. In a beautiful white dress, descending the stairs. This is the second movement of the suite, but the first one actually dedicated to a type of bird, la colomba, or the dove. And that's based on a lute piece by Jacques de Gaillot, who's a French composer and lute player who lived in the 1600s. He also wrote a piece for the lute inspired by a different bird, the canary. Anyway, back to the dove. The oboe's melody represents the dove's mournful cry. So now let's hear how the dove's song is represented in Respighi's arrangement of Jacques de Gaillot's lute piece, La Colomba. That's my dove impression. How was that? Brr, brr. Sounds more like a pigeon. Oh, well. Okay, carrying on. Now, compared to the dove's graceful entrance, here comes la gallina, or the hen. Now, her entrance music is based on a harpsichord piece from 1727 by the French Enlightenment composer Jean-Philippe Rameau. This piece features a clucking motif, almost makes you feel like you're right in the backyard with the hens instead of at this lavish party. And then at the end, a triumphant rooster, represented by none other than a trumpet. And now, you are most heartily welcome. I'm about to give you my very best impression of a chicken. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay, hold on. And there's my chicken. You're welcome. Okay, on to the fourth movement. And the third bird to arrive at the party. It's Lusignolo, or the nightingale. And her music comes from a 17th century folk song. And it's called Engels Nachtigalchi. And that was transcribed for recorder by a Dutch recorder player, Jacob van Eyck, who lived all the way back in the 1600s. So she is so popular that this Nightingale song was actually used by Respighi 4 years earlier in his piece Pines of Rome, where he included an actual recording of the bird in the performance of the piece rather than have it be imitated by the orchestra. This is really innovative. I think it's the first time that ever happened. Oh, and her movement is so lovely. The Nightingale sings both night and day and finishes its movement in Respighi's suite with what seems like a sunset. Oh, but it's not nighttime for long. It is time for the cuckoo. Now, Sprouts, we have got a whole episode on the cuckoo bird, so never fear, there's more cuckoo content to be had. But today, we're just going to focus on this one final movement of Respighi's suite, The Birds. This movement is based on Italian composer Bernardo Pasquini's, remember him from the Prelude? Well, okay, this one is based on his Toccata con lo scherzo del cucco from the 1600s. To start with, toccata means touch. That means fancy fingerwork, so my fingers will be flying all over the keyboard. Con lo scherzo. Scherzo is like a joke. It's a fun musical piece. Del cucco, of the cuckoo. So it's really like a touch piece based on the cuckoo's joke or the cuckoo's fun. That's the translation. Now, Respighi has some fun with his adaptation of this one. He gives the iconic cuckoo bird call to many different instruments of the orchestra. We're really in a forest full of cuckoos. And as the final movement of this aviary suite, we come to a nice finale acknowledging all the other birds that came to the party and their musical themes and their bird calls. Oh, it's almost the end of our party, and we have so many worms to clean up. Oh, my goodness. Okay, but first, at the beginning of this episode, I asked you, which famous piece of classical music starts off like this Bird Call. The composer is German, and the piece is the fifth of something. Well, I'll give you one more hint. Here is what the actual piece sounds like. How cool is that? Are you with me now? You think you know? Let's have a desk roll. Desk roll, please. The answer is Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And the bird that it sounds like? The song sparrow. The more you know. Alrighty, my sprouts, thank you so much for hanging out at the birdhouse party with me this week. I hope you had a good time. I sure did. We've got some more fun facts about birds, Beethoven, and more on our website at classicalsprouts.org. So be sure to check us out there and follow us on Instagram at classicalsprouts. We share things there that we don't cover on the podcast, so make sure to check it out. This episode of Classical Sprouts was written and produced by Emily Duncan Wilson with support from Amanda Sewell. Our digital content manager is Casey Brown. I'm Kate Botello. I'm a fly out of here now. Bye!